This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hitting the news you might have missed, it's Denton's Daily News.
All right, before we get to Denton's news, I misspoke. The Green ejection was the first player to be ejected at least 4 times in a season since Durant was tossed 5 times in 2017-2018, according to ESPN stats and information. It was not multiple times, and I'm sure Rasheed Wallace was thrown out of more than 4 or 5 games in a season back in the day. All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, so we got a couple things. I do want to make one amend. I've been doing the trending nows, and I misspoke. The Caps and Maple Leafs are going to be here at 7 o'clock, right on Team 980, not 106.7 The Fan. It's Nats opening day, so they got a lot of national stuff going on over there.
Oh, got it. So we've got the game from Toronto tonight here on 980. Big game for the
Caps. Massive
huge game.
So I'm gonna be locked into that. I'm going to have one screen on the NCAA tournament. I'm going to have another screen on the Caps and Maple Leafs. Last time the Caps played the Maple Leafs, it was a bloodbath, so hopefully this tonight goes better.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have, I said yesterday, I think of their remaining games, they've got the 10th toughest schedule, and these next two, Toronto and Boston, are tough games. They still have another one with Detroit. They have a season-ending game, against Philadelphia, but they've got a game in hand on Detroit. They've got 2 games in hand on Philadelphia. So you get one of these next two, they're in really, really good shape with it. At that point, 9 to go. Right now, they're the favorite to capture a playoff spot, that final wild card spot over Detroit. With a game in hand and up 2 points, they're favored to get that spot. And I think it'd be awesome to see them in the postseason and see Ovechkin in another playoff series because it's been a few years.
I think the city will be popping, too, if they make a deep run or even just a somewhat deep run.
Well, they probably won't do that. They seem to exit after the first round as a rule with the exception of 1 year.
So usually I like to give you like an entertainment story, but I, you know, yeah. was combing through entertainment news and it's literally just all P. Diddy. And I was like, we talked about P. Diddy yesterday.
So what's the latest? Is he back in the country? Is he been arrested? I don't know. I'm not
He is back in the country. I saw a video. This is from about a month or two ago with the Rolling Loud Festival. P. Diddy pulled up to have a conversation face to face with Kanye. And Kanye West wanted no part of that. Like you understand how broken.
Kanye's been ripping him, hasn't he, on social media?
Oh yeah.
And Kanye kind of called this didn't
correctly.
He kinda...
Yeah, by the way, yeah. correctly ripping him.
Yeah.
And, like, you're down bad if Kanye is avoiding you because he knows you're trouble.
How
that
old
dude loves
is
trouble.
How old is he?
He has to be 50s. 50s. Yeah.
He has to be right
because he came up with Biggie in the 90s.
Right.
He's 54 years old.
54.
There's also some
right,
very
so
nefarious
what,
things.
So what did this raid produce?
I haven't seen anything about what the raid has produced, but I've seen things from lawsuits that have some very not nice accusations about Usher and Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. And you can use your imagination. We can't say the accusations on air, so use your imagination. But it's exactly what you think it is. It's not good. It kind of kills career. It kills the career of Meek Mill. Usher might be able to get away with it, but the Meek Mill career is basically done. You can't take him seriously anymore.
Well, if you can't say it on the air, I need more information to know specifically what it is. Is it underaged?
No, it was with Diddy.
Oh, it was with Diddy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cat Williams warned us. Yeah, I don't know if you're a Cat Williams fan, but Cat Williams,
not,
when he was
I'm not
on
really
the Shannon
following
Sharp,
Cat Williams. On social media.
He tried to warn us. He said it. Anyway,
All right.
Speaking of some L.A. stuff, the Shohei Ohtani thing is only getting worse. In an article from the L.A. Times, it was reported that apparently—
By the way, you know, because Meek Mill is a Philly guy, is this my imagination or is Josh Harris— have we seen Josh Harris hanging out with Meek Mill at, like, a game?
They might have sat together because Meek Mill went— when he got out of jail, he went right to a Philadelphia 76ers game, but I don't think Josh Harris was the one that hooked that up.
Okay.
It was Michael Rubin and Robert Kraft.
Got it. All right. What else?
So the Shohei Ohtani story continues to get worse and worse, it seems, for Shohei Ohtani. According to the LA Times, he has hired the same crisis PR team that represented Alec Baldwin, Hillary Clinton, and Harvey Weinstein. The law firm portion of this firm represented most recently Danny Masterson, Armie Hammer, and Prince Andrew. This is not a good graphic to be a part of if you're Shohei Ohtani, and it doesn't seem like this is someone that you hire if you are innocent of no wrongdoings.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a really interesting situation because of the language barrier. And also, where, you know, his finances are kept and managed, whether, you know, it's primarily here or it's primarily in Japan. I've read a little bit just about the complexity around all of this, and I think we're going to find out ultimately with the investigation that language barrier may have had a lot to do with it, especially with his friend and interpreter. But, you know, look, he is so important to the game right now. He is so important to Major League Baseball. And they're going— by the way, who's in the investigation is being done by the feds, correct?
I believe so. The MLB might do its own investigation after, which is usually how that tends to go, but right now it is by the feds because it's a charge of theft, and I think $4.5 million credits.
Look, the bottom line, based on his statement the other day, is if Mizuhara, I think his name was, mm-hmm. the interpreter and friend, if he isn't charged with theft of $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani, then Ohtani knew what was going on. I don't believe that Ohtani bet on games. I believe that this was a Mizuhara issue. But it would seem to me that if they were as close as they apparently were, unless Mizuhara literally was given power of attorney or was able to talk Ohtani into signing documents because of the language barrier that he shouldn't have signed. But it's also, to me, still in play that Ohtani was trying to help a friend out and loaned him the money and wired the money on his behalf to an illegal bookmaker. I'd love to know, at what point the bookie said, you got to pay up, we got to settle. I mean, everybody that's ever bet illegally has a settle number because you bet on credit. You know, I've had people ask me before, what's the difference between betting illegally and legally? Well, there are several differences, but the big difference is most people who bet illegally bet on credit, and then the bookmaker collects from the bettor. At some point, whether it's at, once a week or whether you have a settle number, you get to, being down $500 one way or the other, we'll settle. Some people have a much larger settle number. I would imagine if he knew that this was the interpreter for Ohtani and that there was access to a lot of funds, that the settle number wasn't $500 or two dimes. It may have been $250,000. Who knows? That's the big difference. And the real issue is when he did the interview with ESPN, the reason it was shut down is there was this clear not or lack of understanding that California wasn't a legalized betting state and that these bets were being made illegally. Because I don't think there's anything that would have prevented Shohei Ohtani from helping out his friend in a gambling debt situation if the bets were made legally.
That's a good question. I don't know how Major League Baseball would go about that. I also think you have to be down incredibly bad to be 4.5 in the hole legally. Like, it's borderline impossible because you're not betting on credit, as you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, how many people have, access to whether it's Bitcoin or credit cards or whatever, that kind of ability to get into that hole. They wouldn't, or to put that much up front, because again, when you bet legally, you have to have it all up front.
I would imagine that this whole process would get him to start investing and learning English more easily, or to be easier with the English to avoid stuff like that. Because if it really was the language barrier that caused this, you now have $4.5 million to learn English.
Right. All right, what else?
So did you see that John Anderson is leaving ESPN after his contract is up? He's been on SportsCenter, I didn't realize this, for about 25 years. That's an incredible amount of time to be with the mothership.
Really? He, in those early days when Scott was doing SportsCenter, Scott did a lot of work with John Anderson. I always thought John Anderson was pleasant and good. I always thought he was decent. I watch Scott's SportsCenter when I'm up, and I record it sometimes, and I'll watch it in the morning. I don't watch a lot of SportsCenter. So is Anderson still been a prominent figure on SportsCenter?
I believe so. I'm with you. I don't watch it a ton. I'm just not up anymore, and I'm not in a position where I think they still do it at 6:00. I'm not entirely sure. I do wonder if kids in the younger generation look at SportsCenter the same way that I did when I was young. Because when I was younger, SportsCenter was always on. It was always on in the day household. So I do wonder if kids of a younger age feel the same about SportsCenter. I hope they do, but I don't know if they do anymore.
There's one person that has always stood out to me as incredibly likable and incredibly solid as a SportsCenter anchor. And I'm not talking about going back to the greats, that have done it. But the guy that, and I think he still does it from the West Coast, I really like Stan Verrett.
Yeah.
I've always really liked him. I think he's really good. I think he's really likable, solid. And I think he still does a lot of the sports centers. I think he does.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he was doing it last night for ESPN. I think Verrett and Anderson when they first started doing LA Sports Centers were teamed up together. I'm not 100% sure, but I think
Neil, who is one of Scott's and is a really good friend of Scott's, and he called it quits here in the last year too. Neil, I think, was among the first to go to LA.
Then it was Neil and Stan. I guess John was.
It was Neil and Stan, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Neil and Stan, not John. But John did. He did Wipeout. If you remember the show Wipeout when it first debuted.
I don't remember that show.
It was like it was a goofy ABC show with like obstacles and people were falling in the water. He was really good at that.
All right. What else?
I got a couple of quick college basketball stories for you. Obviously, we're on the beginning of the Sweet 16 later tonight. Patrick McCaffrey entering the transfer portal. He is the son of Fran McCaffrey, which means he is leaving his father's team.
Where is he going?
Not sure yet. I think he just entered the transfer portal yesterday.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I mean, Patrick's an okay player. It's his older brother, Connor, that's dating
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, and he has graduated. You know, sometimes when you see something like that, maybe he's going to transfer to, you know, an Ivy League school or, you know, a huge upgrade academically, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to play for his father anymore. That's possible, too. But, look, for me, you know, the Terps have been very active here. Kevin Willard's been very active here at the beginning of the portal. And things are going well for Maryland in the portal right now. Do you want to share with
I was just about to transition there. The first good thing is, speaking of the transfer portal, Juju Reese is not entering the transfer portal. So he's staying. And then they got a really good player yesterday from Belmont that they'd been going after for a little bit. So that's huge news for the Terps.
Yeah, so they signed, they got in the portal Jacoby Gillespie, point guard from Belmont, was second team all-conference, first team all-defensive, but he can really shoot it, average over 17 a game. This was, I think, number one priority for Kevin Willard when the portal opened. They also signed Virginia Tech guard Rodney Rice, who went to DeMatha. Jacoby Gillespie, by the way, not a local. He played in Tennessee, I believe, high school basketball in Tennessee. But this is a guy who's 6'1", and he's the guy that Kevin targeted to replace Jameer Young. Rodney Rice will be part of the backcourt. Getting by the way, they're not done either. I would imagine that there's still something to come. But Julian Reese staying is a big deal. Look, Maryland fans are mixed on him. He has not really developed a consistent offensive game. But, you know, when you enter the portal and you're looking to replace a guy who's a true rim-protecting defensive stopper like Reese is and an outstanding rebounder, by the way, it's not like you can just go find another Julian Reese out there. It's not that easy. They've got Derek Queen, a five-star kid, coming in. But it's looking better for next year. You know, right now I guess the projected starting five would be Queen, Reese, Gillespie, Deshaun Harris-Smith, and maybe Rodney Rice, maybe Jamie Kaiser Jr. But they'll still add to this class. And apparently Geronimo coming back, Jordan Geronimo, still has a year of eligibility, and so does Jahari Long, so it's possible both of them come back. But the kid Gillespie from Belmont was being chased by everybody in the portal, and it was a big get for the Terps. He's got 2 years of eligibility left, so they needed to really improve their scoring, and with Jameer Young leaving, their backcourt, and they did that with Gillespie. At least the people that follow this suggest that was a big get for them. So good for Kevin Willard. What else do you have?
That's all I got for you. We're just rooting for the Caps tonight. Go Caps.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk some Sweet 16. We get four games tonight, four games tomorrow night. I've got a smell test for picks tonight. I'm 10-9 so far in this tournament. I feel lucky to be 10-9. We'll do that when we come back. I do want to mention Window Nation. March is one of those months where you get a change in weather. It's a time to embrace the warmth. It's been rainy. It'll be a little bit warmer the next few days. But as the seasons shift, you should be thinking about if your home is ready. And windows are a place to check first. If your windows are 10 years of age or older, you need new windows. If they are cracked, if they're leaking, if they're hard to open, or if they're hard to lock when you close them, you're losing money on energy bills, and you're not also letting in that fresh spring air when you have your windows open. Say goodbye to those frigid drafts and sky-high heating bills with Window Nation. For a limited time only, buy two, get two free with no money down, no interest, and no payments for 2 full years. So you're paying half price because you're getting two free on every two you purchase, and you don't have to start paying half price for 2 years. Window Nation's got a professional group. Their installation teams average over 10 years of experience. They'll get in and out of your home in one day. They've got a lifetime warranty on the windows they'll sell you, which should give you peace of mind for years to come. Join the thousands of homeowners who trust Window Nation, including me, with your most precious investment, your home. Mention this ad and get your free no-obligation quote now, so you've got nothing to risk. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com to schedule that in-home estimate. Again, no obligation, and it's free. Don't let another season pass you by. Call Window Nation today and tell them that Kevin Sheehan sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.